An outstanding spell from Shaheen Afridi propelled Pakistan to a dominant 81-run victory over South Africa in the second ODI, securing their third consecutive ODI series win. While chasing a target of 330, the Proteas had gotten off to a reasonable start with Themba Bavuma and Tony DeZorzi putting on 34 for the first wicket, before Nasim Shah dismissed Bavuma for 12. Zorzi and Rassie van der Dusen built a brief partnership, taking the score to 74 before Abrar Ahmed bowled Zorzi out for 34. South Africa's momentum took another blow as Salman Aga, fresh off his four-wicket haul in the first ODI, claimed the wicket of Dusen. The hosts' woes continued when Markram, who had looked solid, fell to Abrar while attempting a sweep shot, leaving South Africa at 113 for 4. Claassen, however, kept South Africa's hopes alive, forging a 72-run partnership with David Miller. Aga struggled with the ball as he conceded 71 runs in 10 overs, while Claassen and Miller took control. But it was Afridi who turned the tide for Pakistan, delivering a scintillating spell when needed the most. Afridi first dismissed Miller for 29, caught behind, before knocking over Marco Jansen with a stunning toe-crushing delivery. He then trapped Andile Flukayo in front, leaving South Africa at a precarious 205 for 7. Despite Claassen's superb knock of 97, which included four sixes, Pakistan's bowlers wrapped up the tail quickly, ending South Africa's innings at 248. Afridi's four-wicket haul was complemented by Nasim Shah, 3 wickets, and Abrar Ahmed, 2 wickets, as Pakistan's bowlers showcased their dominance. Kamran Ghulam, who contributed a blistering 63 off 32 balls, including 4 fours and 5 sixes, was named the player of the match for his aggressive knock that helped Pakistan set a challenging target. Earlier, South African captain, Themba Bavuma, won the toss and opted to bowl first as Pakistan's top order struggled early in the innings, facing a similar fate to the first ODI. Same Ayub, who dazzled with a century in the previous match, looked promising but was dismissed for 25 by debutant Quena Mafaka. By the end of the power play, Pakistan found themselves at 53 for 2. Babar Azam, joined by Rizwan, steadied the ship with a solid 115-run partnership, both players reaching half-centuries. Babar looked well on course for his 20th ODI century, but his innings came to an end at 73 when he was caught in a stunning effort by Mafaka. Rizwan, who had anchored the middle overs, was dismissed shortly after, leaving Pakistan at 192 for 4. Salman Aga played a valuable role with a quick-fire 33 off 30 balls, but it was Kamran Ghulam's explosive late surge that truly lifted Pakistan's total. Ghulam, who put on a 50-run partnership with Aga and later teamed up with Irfan Khan, was the star of the final overs. His blistering 62 off just 32 balls, including 4 fours and 5 sixes, propelled Pakistan to a challenging total of 329.